This is John Hockenberry on The Takeaway, coming to you from WGBH in Boston. Listen now to voices from inside a detention center in Liberty, Texas, calling for justice.
It gives me great pleasure to participate in this hunger strike.
There are grave injustices being committed. Detention spanning 8 months.
I can't take any more of this punishment.
10 months, a year and a half.
I'm dying of desperation from this injustice.
So in the end, we're being told we have no rights and will be deported.
From this cruelty.
With offensive words and gestures that make us feel worthless.
Words written by women detained at the T. Don Hutto Detention Center in Liberty, Texas. 27 women participating in a hunger strike that began last Wednesday to protest their treatment and to advocate for their release. They joined hunger strikers at two other detention centers in El Paso, Texas, and La Salle, Louisiana. Joy Diaz is a reporter for Texas Standard. She joins us from member station KUT in Austin. Joy, what is this facility like, and what are these women demanding during this hunger strike?
Well, this is a facility with a troubled history. It used to be a family detention center. It was shut down. And now it's a facility that only holds women. And when you were saying the numbers, I just got off the phone with attorneys for these women, and they're saying casi todos, almost everyone, is on hunger strike, which means about 500 women are on hunger strike right now.
Are these people accused of crimes? What are the circumstances of their detention? And are they going to be deported, or are they in just some gray area here?
Well, it's not a crime to cross the border, which is something that we misunderstand, but it's an administrative fault. So they are guilty of that, of crossing the border illegally. The other thing is they are seeking asylum. Many of them are seeking asylum. And what happens here is that they need to prove that they are worthy of that asylum, that they are in imminent danger if they are sent back, some of them for religious reasons, some of them for, you know, gang violence and stuff. So, but it's cumbersome, you know, they need to prove that they are in danger in order to gain that asylum. So for some of them, it takes takes weeks, but for others, they are detained without bond, because many of these women have relatives here and they could be released to their relatives, but they are being held without bond for months and months on end. One of the women we have confirmation that has been put in solitary confinement for an administrative fault crossing the border illegally.
Who is responsible for a decision to release them? Is it a federal decision? Is it a local decision? Is this really part of the immigration stalemate that has taken over Washington, D.C.?
Well, all of the above. But clearly, judges. Judges have the ability of releasing them on bond. Many of the women also complain because the bonds are so extremely high. $30,000, $15,000, you know, and in some cases, some are released for $1,000. So the arbitrary nature of the bond is one of the things that really upsets them.
Is this a backlog issue where these individuals cannot be heard in court quick enough to satisfy
them?
No,
it's not. They could be heard remotely and they can be heard in massive courts. So it's not a backlog issue. It's a more complicated issue.
Give me a sense of one person you met inside.
Well, one person says that she's about to kill herself because held in solitary confinement for an administrative fault is something that the punishment does not equate the fault.
Joy Diaz is a reporter for Texas Standard and is with us from member station KUT in Austin. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you.